Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Can Telly give 500,000 people a supercharged smart TV set free this summer and build a business from there? And how will Chime TV, the new network focused on Asian Americans, operate under new management? Two executives answer those questions and others from you when they join me next. Telly Chief Strategy Officer Dallas Lawrence this half hour. New top Chime TV executive Takashi Cheng next half hour. Also ahead, indie content providers form a new organization, our classic trivia question, and back to the deal room, something I'd like to see. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker and TuneIn Radio. I'm presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, other great podcast sites, over 20 in all. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. A good Monday afternoon to you and everybody, and welcome to the program all about TV's current and future. 73 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. We have two very special guests coming away in the hour ahead, and we invite you to be part of the program more than ever. So get interactive with our guests, pick up the phone, and make this number go, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. Or get into our chat room. SimonApple04 is the name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Because of the nature of our guests and topics today, we're going to do things quite a bit different today. We're going to have both guests on for most of each half hour. It will only be one promotional break in the hour rather than two. It will be quarter past the hour this half hour, quarter to the hour next half hour. And our other features, the latest news notes, classic trivia question, et cetera, we will do all of that after the top of the hour. Now joining us live from Los Angeles for our first and exclusive interview, the Chief Strategy Officer of Telly, Dallas Lawrence. Dallas, welcome in.
Thanks so much for having me.
It is a pleasure. And I understand that we are the first national radio, maybe television source that you or the people at Telly have done an interview with. So we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thrilled to be with you.
Bring us up to speed on where Telly is at. The whole idea is to get 500,000 sets to people free of charge this summer. Where are we at?
Well, you know, we're off to a huge start. You know, we came out of our stealth mode about 3 weeks ago now, and the consumer response has been overwhelming. We've just been so honored by just the overwhelming response that consumers have had to this new model, this reimagining of how we think about the way the TV should be delivered. We had over 250,000 people sign up before we spent a single dollar in advertising, so we're well on our way to our goal of having 500,000 registrants this year, millions more next year, so we see this being kind of the new way that we think about television. You know, really, it comes to this founding belief that we believe that consumers shouldn't be double-dipped on, and what we mean by that is you shouldn't have to go pay for a television and then have that TV manufacturer sell you ads, sell your data, and not give you any type of shared, you know, be able to share in that experience and that value relationship. So Telly is completely different. The consumer gets a stunning television for free and a completely reimagined type of TV with two screens, and we can talk all about the tech and the data and the capabilities of it, but overwhelming response has been really positive to date.
And when will those 500,000 people get those sets? When this summer?
TV starts shipping next week, so we're really excited about that. The first kind of public beta users will start getting, and we'll have thousands of TVs start rolling out this summer. The bulk of the TVs will start landing in the traditional time period where televisions are usually purchased in the United States, and that's in the fourth quarter. You know, we can't think of any better Black Friday deal than a free Telly television, so we'll be looking to have quite a few of those TVs available in market for the fourth quarter this year.
Yeah. And before we get to how you're reimagining the TV set and what it can do, if this 500,000 rollout works, how quickly will you be able to get the millions that you want to get out here in the United States and maybe elsewhere next year?
Oh, fairly quickly. We will not have an issue with the supply issues with having these TVs made and shipped into market. And I don't think we'll have an issue with the signups either. As I said, with over 250,000 folks, we had 100,000 people sign up in the first 36 hours. We were averaging about a sign up per second. So there's been a lot of excitement, a lot of interest on this. So we're pretty confident that the consumer interest is there. We know the advertiser interest is there. This TV is 100% ad supported. So the advertiser is what pays for and underwrites the cost of the television, and the production shouldn't be a problem either.
Mm-hmm. Explain how this smart set with all the features, bells and whistles and so forth, how does that reimagine television? How do you explain reimagining?
Yeah, it's a great question. I hope everyone goes and visits freetele.com and takes a look at the TV, because you really have to see it to believe it. It's the first ever dual screen television. And what the television provides the consumer is, one, obviously, table stakes is the fantastic 4K HDR television screen with, just beautiful imagery made by one of the top TV screen manufacturers in the world, connected by a stunning six-driver soundbar. You will no longer need to buy a connected sound speaker for your house. The soundbar fills the entire room with amazing sound. And then below that is really the secret sauce, and that is the second smart screen. This smart screen, imagine it being a large tablet that runs the full length of the television on the bottom. And that TV is where your smart hub for your house. It's where you're able to connect all of your smart apps. So if you want to have Zoom, to do video conferences on your TV, you have Zoom. You have your news, your sports, your weather apps all at the bottom, all in one connected operating system that lets us really bring a holistic experience to the consumer and to the household. And, my favorite use case is I'm a big football fan. I love the idea of being able to watch Sunday football on the big screen. And then below that, I'm able to have my fantasy sports app in the left-hand corner watching in real time how my team is doing. Next to that, I can see the real-time betting odds if I want and place a bet on a gambling app. Next to that, I can be Zooming with a Zoom camera connected with my fantasy sports league. And then next to that will be a small ad brought to you by Uber Eats or Domino's Pizza. With a click of a button, you can order pizza and have it delivered to your house. That is the reimagining of the TV experience that we're delivering to the living room. That's the reimagining for the consumer, where we recognize that 80% of U.S. adults today regularly have a dual screen experience, where they have a phone or a tablet or a computer on their lap while they're watching television. We're saying we can unify that entire experience in a beautiful way on the wall for free.
I was going to ask this later, but I'll do it now because you just mentioned it. Are you saying that right off the bat that the people getting this set free are going to be able to order products and services from through the TV set, as well as do sports betting?
Not yet. These are features that will be rolling out in the future. But let me tell you what it comes with out of the box today, for those who are delivering it today. So it comes with, like I said, incredible sound on that sound speaker. It comes with a built-in voice assistant, so you can do away with your Alexa or your other voice assistants in the house, and you're able to now have Hey Telly, which is our built-in voice assistant that can let you access all the world's information. It comes with more than 45 motion tracking and other video games for play in the house. It comes with really incredible capabilities built in. For anybody who's ever had a mirror motion fitness system in their house, we replace that with a beautiful motion tracking fitness capability, all built in. And then what's amazing about this television is, unlike really what's happened with televisions today, where it's really been a race to the bottom from a commoditization standpoint of how cheap can you make the components of the television, because TVs don't make any money today, we've completely reinvented the thinking around the TV. And I think what we're telling folks is, don't be fooled by free. Telly is the most advanced, most powerful television ever created. Think of it more like a Tesla. We've built this TV to be able to have consistent and constant over-the-air updates every 3 to 4 weeks, making the TV better, making it smarter, surprising and delighting those who are watching it. And one example that I think we could imagine the not-too-distant future is, our remote control comes with a built-in microphone. One morning you're going to wake up and that remote control is now going to be a microphone to a built-in system that lets you do karaoke on your television. So those types of capabilities are going to grow, and the TV is going to constantly evolve. You'll have integrations in the near future with your smart home devices, where you can say, "Hey, Telly, turn up the temperature," or, "Hey, Telly, show me who's at the front door," and it'll bring your front door camera into the Telly system, into the smart screen. So it's really designed to, in many ways, replicate what the iPhone did. The iPhone kind of did away with a whole series of other devices you needed to have in your lifetime. You used to have a Garmin GPS system. You used to have two entire aisles at your local Best Buy of digital cameras. Those have been replaced. And now you have this iPhone that really brings all that into one, one device. That's what Telly's doing. We're getting rid of the need for the extra speakers. We're getting rid of the need for the voice assistants. We're getting rid of the need of the motion fitness systems in the house, and really giving you one connective hub that is both just a beautiful and gorgeous television, but also really lets you live your life the way many people are today, across more than one screen.
If you are if you're making these software updates every 3 to 4 weeks, you just said, Dallas, number one, are you talking to developers, let's say for mobile services and so forth, or smartphones to create a tele version of what they're doing, or do that in the near future. Secondly, going back to the initial question I had, if it's very clear that tele is going to be a home for things like ordering products and services on television, doing grocery or other delivery of products, whether it's a DoorDash or Grubhub type service or a Chewy type service or a PetSmart service, et cetera. And as I mentioned a moment ago, the ability to place a bet on sports, both real and fantasy. When will that come? Will it come sometime before the end of the year, or we have to wait until 2024 or beyond?
No, I think the goal is to have those capabilities online in 2023. Look, it's going to be kind of a constant iteration process as we release the TV and we have it in homes. We're already in private beta homes now where we've been testing for the last couple of months and seeing what functions work, how do the consumers respond, what they like the best. And what we're seeing is a real delight about the ability to change how we think about that remote control, for that remote control to actually now be able to take real-time actions, like making a purchase. So we'll see that coming online, I think, this calendar year. And I think, you know, what that tells us is it also unlocks an entirely new way for advertisers to think about the television. For the last 40 years, TV, as you know, has been largely a brand awareness medium at the very top of that funnel. We are now saying that TV can become a performance medium where you as an advertiser can bring in direct actions you want to measure, whether that's order that Uber Eats, order that Domino's pizza, click to schedule a test drive at your local Toyota dealership of the Tundra because you just saw the Tundra ad on the top screen on the nationally televised version, but now we can have a localized version of the ad in the bottom right-hand corner. And that is a powerful capability for advertisers to unlock just a whole new way to engage with consumers with far more relevant advertising. So I think that's kind of the other part of the story that we don't talk about too much. So not only are we letting the consumer participate in that value exchange of advertising that they've been locked out of before by giving them this $1,000 television, we're also making the advertising more relevant and more useful to their lives.
Well, let's get into that right now, Dallas. What is the response from advertisers to this and all the options that you are providing for them or have the opportunity to provide for them through this set? And what do you say to advertisers who think, too good to be true?
It's a good question. Response has been incredibly strong. We've had fantastic conversations with all the largest agency holding companies. We've already signed our first agency holding company deal. We'll have more coming online soon. And they're excited for a very clear reason. This is the first time in a generation that we've unlocked new type of advertising units in the living room. And that's becoming increasingly important if you're trying to reach a very important demographic to advertisers today, and that's the younger generation. So if you're a Gen Z or millennial, more than half of those in the United States today no longer have a cable subscription. Two-thirds of Gen Z are cord-nevers. These are people who grew up in a world they've never had a traditional cable linear TV subscription. They are completely unreachable by the $75 billion in television advertising that's happening today. We changed that dynamic entirely. What's interesting for us, we've seen in the first wave of the first 250,000 signups, two-thirds of those who were signing up are Gen Z and millennials, that exact demographic who loves to live their life on dual screens, but is now largely unreachable by advertisers. So we're unlocking that huge demographic, the largest demographic in the United States by both age, but also by spending power to the advertisers in a way that we think will really change how we think about that one-to-one relationship you can have with the consumer in the living room. So we're really excited about that. We're also thinking, you know, we're kind of in the golden age of advertising creative, how you can think differently about the advertising. It doesn't have to be a 30-second or 15-second ad. You can have experiences. You can have takeovers. You can do things that surprise and delight, that integrate with the consumer experience. That make the advertising additive and not really, what it's been in the past.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that in order to get the set free, you, the person that wants the set, has to provide information. How much, how intimate is the information, and how does it show up in the advertising that the customer gets, and how do you deal with privacy issues?
It's a great question. I'm glad you asked it. So what we do is we have a very transparent relationship with the end consumer. And we say, you taking a survey and sharing information about your likes, do you eat out often? What are your favorite brands? Do you travel? What hotels do you like to stay at? Do you like to, you know, are you in sports and fitness? Do you watch football? Who's your favorite team? These types of questions that let us build a profile about the likes that you have in your life. The exchange for that data is a free television. And also, we take that data to drive a more meaningful and relevant advertising experience. So, for example, if you answer the question that you are more likely to eat out at restaurants more than 2 to 3 times a week, you're likely to get an advertisement with a discount at a local restaurant. There's an advertisement that you actually might like to use and appreciate. So that's the goal of the profile. How we think a little differently about data that we collect on our consumers than perhaps other TV manufacturers is really in the transparency and in the value share. So today, anybody who buys a television at any big box retailer from any one of the TV manufacturers has the following thing happen to them when that TV is turned on in their home. When Samsung or Sony sells you a TV, they know nothing about you. The second you turn that TV on and connect it to your internet device, they begin building a profile about you through third-party sources of data that they put together to compile who they think you are using your credit scores and other components. They don't ask you your permission in very clear ways. They don't pay you for it, certainly. And they don't give you an opportunity to actually say what's right or wrong. They then take that data and sell it to advertisers. We believe that the model should be turned on its head, and we should say to the consumer up front, here's the information we want you to share with us. In a way that you are in control of it, but, you know, share with us. If you don't want to share it, we don't have to give you a TV, and then no harm, no foul. If you do want to share it, we're going to drive a more transparent and relevant advertising relationship with you. We're going to give you the TV for free, and the real bonus is you'll be getting value for the life of the television because Telly is built in with a new reward system called Telly Rewards that'll launch in Q3 of this year, where the consumer is constantly rewarded for their engagement on the television with discounts, with coupons, with points that they can then use to buy a free Netflix subscription for a month or order a free pizza. It's really thinking about what is the lifetime value that we can deliver with this relationship that we're building together.
We're talking about Telly. It is the brand new free smart television set that up to 500,000 people will be getting sometime this summer, starting, it looks like, next week. And we have the Chief Strategy Officer, Dallas Lawrence, with us live from Los Angeles in an Internet Radio exclusive interview right here, this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Alba with you live from the other side of the US of A, New York, 73 degrees at the top of the hour. Let's hear from you. I'd like to hear from, if there's anyone out there who has agreed to take a Telly set free, let's hear from you. Call us, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Duck Northwest Media has just joined us, one of our popular chat room regulars. So, Duck, if you put in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, we'll have our second very special guest, the new head of Chime TV. That's the network aimed at Asian Americans and the rest of us. Takeshi Chang will join us again. That will be at the bottom of the hour. And if you want to know more about the world of TV stars, join me on Wednesday on Sports Grid Network for Sports Newswire. That is the daily news information hour, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on Sports Grid Network, available on smart TV sets, devices, Amazon Freebie, and other multi-channel terminals. We'll talk about what is going on in the world of TV sports. I'm sure they'll have a lot to say about the viewership of the NBA Finals, which could very well conclude tonight on ABC if the Denver Nuggets win Game 5 over the Miami Heat. The Stanley Cup Finals, which is getting a 3-network simulcast on TBS, TNT, and so forth. More on the PGA Live Golf Tour situation, and yes, on Telly as well. So tune in, Sports Grid Network, for Sports News Wire, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. That's Wednesday on Sports Grid Network, available on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. Dallas, what about the programming, the content that people will see? Is the set compatible to broadcast stations, cable networks, people that are already they're subscribing to, whether it's Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Paramount Plus, et cetera, et cetera?
I love this question because it goes right to how our whole business model is designed, and that is to be consumer-focused. We are not we have no interest in forcing you into one streaming operating system or another. So Telly ships with a Telly operating system that provides the power that connects both the top and screens for all the experiences you want to have. But when it comes time to how you want to watch your television, you're able to plug in any device you want into the back of the television, whether it's your Roku device, your Amazon, your Chrome, your Apple TV, and stream the way you like to stream. We do ship it with an Android dongle so that you can, right out of the box on day one, have access to every streaming platform and operating system available in the marketplace today. So we provide that for free. But we're not in the streaming wars of deciding how you want to stream your content. It also comes with a built-in tuner, so you can watch over-the-air programming for free as well.
How is this venture funded? Who's investing?
We're really blessed to have quite a broad scope of investors who are engaging with us. I think we've announced a number of them, Gary Vaynerchuk of VaynerMedia, Rich Greenfield, who's a well-known television streaming venture capitalist and investor advisor and a whole slew of others who really got on board because of the reasons we've talked about already today. If you think about the lack of innovation on that television screen over the last 20 years, we call it a smart TV, but really you have refrigerators in your house that are smarter than your television today. The TV has not evolved in 20 years substantively in the way of how it thinks, how it connects. After they connected to the internet, they really kind of stopped. And we are really reimagining that in a substantive way. And what that unlocks is we're not just talking about the $75 billion spent on television advertising as a potential market for a telly. We're talking about the whole $350 billion that's spent in overall consumer engagement. If you think about all the ways that you can engage with a consumer, from gaming to fitness to, you know, obviously all the other connected capabilities across that bottom smart screen. So there's a lot of excitement.
Mm-hmm. And incidentally, Gary is going to be speaking here in New York, I believe, on Wednesday during the Tribeca X event at the Tribeca Festival, which he's going to be doing with somebody from Tubi, whose new movie, Cinnamon, got a special Tribeca Film Festival screening premiere yesterday. And by the way, we're trying to get the people from Cinnamon, including the brilliant director, Oz Scott, multimedia director. He's done Broadway theater, film, and television. We hope to have him and maybe the producer or writer of Cinnamon, which is coming soon to Tubi, their latest, one of their latest made-for-TV movies, on our show, hopefully maybe as early as later this week. So we'll keep posted on our social media sites to see. In terms of the screen, because three quarters of the screen is the programming, the bottom, the fourth portion is that smart screen with all the stuff. Have you made any agreements with people providing news, scores, weather, stocks, et cetera, and how personalized will it be to the viewer once they see it on the screen?
Absolutely, absolutely. The whole goal is to have this be a personalized experience for your living room. So when you get your telly, and I hope you signed up for one, you can go to freetelly.com to get on the wait list to have it shipped. When you sign up for a telly and it comes to your house, there's an app experience, and that app lets you set up all the widgets at the bottom. So I got mine a couple weeks ago. You set it up, you know, what are your favorite sports teams? I put in all my favorite sports teams so I can have a real-time ticker watching the sports scores. You select your stocks you want to track, so I have my real-time stock ticker at the bottom. And then you go to your news feed, and I'm kind of an eclectic news fan, so I checked off that I wanted my ESPN news feed, I wanted Entertainment Weekly, and I wanted CNN and the Associated Press. So I'm able to pull in those news feeds into my bottom and have it scrolling for me throughout the day, and you can click and engage and go deeper on those news sources as you want. As we grow in advance, we also, you know, it comes fully integrated with Zoom, which I think is an amazing capability to have built in. If you think about all the times, it'd be great to be able to Zoom with your family or friends from the living room on that big screen, just by saying, hey, telly, launch Zoom, connect to mom or dad, and be able to have that Zoom time, for whether it's co-viewing of a TV show together. I've got some friends who are big Bachelor fans that regularly, the ladies get together and all, you know, have co-viewing parties. This is thinking about a bi-coastal co-viewing party you could have with Zoom. So the capabilities are pretty broad there with the way you can kind of control and personalize that experience. The best way to think about it is it's your tablet that runs across the entire length of the bottom of the TV that lets you stay connected to all of your other devices and connected experiences in your household.
Duck Northwest Media, by the way, our chat room gave us a big thumbs up on the interview. So thank you, Duck. Again, if you have a question or comment, put it in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. How do you expect the smart TV fraternity, Samsung, LG, Vizio, Panasonic, et cetera, et cetera. How do you expect them to respond to what you're doing?
It's a great question. I think they know the reality of the market as well as we do, and that is that they've been in a race to the bottom in a commoditized market that has not innovated in quite a while. And I think, you know, what we saw, our founder, Ilya Posen, who founded the company, founded Pluto TV before this. And Pluto TV at the time was the very first really fast service, free ad-supported TV service created 10 years ago when everyone said, no, everyone's going to subscription-based model. Nobody wants to watch advertising for free television. And at that time, there was a belief that Ilya and the team had at Pluto that consumers were being double-dipped on. Again, as we mentioned before, they were being charged $100 a month for their cable subscription, and then they were having to watch 15 to 18 minutes of advertising that they weren't sharing in the value of. So they launched Pluto. Fast TV became one of the fastest-growing TVs in the market. Pluto is now a billion-dollar business with 80 million subscribers. I think we're going to see the same trajectory happen as we reinvent the business model and the content model of the television. I think consumers are going to love and embrace the concept of a free television especially one that has the most transparent data policy of any company in the business today, but also one that says, we're going to make this thing the most powerful, the most innovative, the most tech-rich device in your entire household, and it's going to get smarter and better and cooler every single month that you use it. That's a pretty powerful combination offered at the perfect price point of free, and I think is this going to be something that the market's going to have to react to. And I think you're seeing it from some of the analyst commentary in the market that, Telly is probably one of the most disruptive businesses launched in the past decade for incumbent industries like television.
Rick Webb, our super fan from Philadelphia, just got into the room. Welcome in, Rick. So if you have a question or comment, put it in the chat room. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. What do you see as some of the new things, the on-the-horizon things or the far-reaching things that Telly will do? For example, what about interactive scripted content that would be on the television screen, where the consumer has the opportunity to, like a choose-your-own-adventure book, interact at various points in the story and take in a particular direction? What about the use of augmented reality or virtual reality, putting on the TV set rather than use a goggle or glasses, or what Vision Pro Apple had to say last week at their Worldwide Developer Conference? What are some of the far-reaching, let's say, things on the horizon that you believe Telly will ultimately do?
I love that question because that's exactly why we created Telly. We created a TV that could grow and evolve as we see these exciting things coming on the horizon. Everything that you just mentioned, from AI to augmented reality to how we think about that, with the built-in Hey Telly smart device, the voice-activated device that lets you really control your entire experience. There are just some basic things. I mean, it's exciting to think about what could be 3 years out, but let me tell you what I can't wait for that's here today that I'm already able to do, and that is to be able to say, when my wife and I are sitting in front of the TV and we're trying to figure out what to watch, and she's got her phone open and I have my phone open, and we're doing, Rotten Tomatoes searches to see what the score is on something, and then trying to go find out where can I find it, to see a ability to say, hey, Telly, what's the Rotten Tomatoes score on whatever movie it might be? Find out it's one that we like, because it'll bring up Rotten Tomatoes in the bottom right-hand corner, and we can see it. And then I can tell it to go launch it on whichever app has it for free. That should not be that farscape. That's not 2028 that we're talking about. But today we can't do that in our homes. And that's really how we're trying to reimagine that experience, by bringing all those things into one core component where you can really just make your life easier and more enjoyable while you're watching television. And then you have all the other exciting stuff that you're talking about, whether that's, having the ability to have a wallet to make all your purchases and transactions through your television. One in two Americans are already clicking on QR codes on their TV, already pausing ads to go find out more about what's happening on that experience. We're unifying that into one place, one seamless experience. So I think the sky's the limit for where we can go with this. We're going to be partnering with third-party app developers who are already excited and thinking along the lines that you are, what could be next? How can we bring the next iteration of gaming to this console? It launches, as I said, with over 40 motion tracking games already and cool ways to kind of differently about the television. So I would say stay tuned. We have a lot planned to surprise and delight folks with over the next months and years.
Are you getting any proposals from people who want to create scripted television specifically to run on Telly? Whether it's a major producer or someone who wants to break into the marketplace?
Not yet, but boy, you can sure see the exciting capabilities. You mentioned Choose Your Own Adventure. One of the things we built in with our remote, because we're thinking about an experience where the consumer is taking live actions, is there's an A and B button on the remote that we can program to do any function we want. So that could be, choose B to go to this adventure line in your television show, or choose A to go here. So just out of the box on day one, we built the hardware to be very adaptable for multiple different capabilities going forward. So I think you could see that. I think you could also see, we're talking to polling companies that will be doing live polling on the TV with that ad unit. So, and compensating users with points in the Telly Rewards program. So if you just watch the presidential debate, you could see the TV being used for a real-time poll to see, who do you think won the debate, or who are you planning on voting for? Or if you just saw a trailer for a new motion picture movie and they know you saw the motion picture, the trailer, asking if you're planning to go see it. So this ability to drive deeper engagement, I think you're going to see both content owners, whether that's scripted television or unscripted, but also creating advertising units that are designed to be engaged with in ways that haven't been before, both coming online in the near future.
And you mentioned a rewards program. We, by the way, in recent weeks, we've had people in this program talk about the possibility of doing rewards program in different ways, either getting rewarded for watching the content or getting rewarded for watching the content and then telling about it on social media. So it sounds like, can we conclude that's in the cards?
It's not only in the cards, it's in the plans and in the book. So Telly Rewards will launch a little bit later this year in Q3. And this will be a rewards program where users are rewarded for their engagement. So again, if they see a survey question and they want to answer it, they'll be rewarded for that. If they have they take an experience or go deeper with an advertiser, they'll be rewarded for that. So there's lots of opportunities for us to drive lifetime value beyond the first $1,000 value that we're giving you of this television. It's designed that, you know, the TVs, the average American has a TV for 5 to 7 years. So we don't think of ourselves as a hardware company. We are a software company building incredible software and driving advertising on this beautiful piece of hardware that we built, but we're not going to try to sell you a new one every year. We want that to be at that prime place in your living room for the next 5 to 6 years while we make it better, faster, smarter, every couple of weeks with new updates that continue, as I said, to surprise and delight.
Dallas, final question. When will the public or when will press finally see this set and what it can do? Because so far until today, until this interview, the only way we have found out about it is through press releases. When will in New York, when will people in Los Angeles, people in Silicon Valley, et cetera, when can the press, the public, et cetera, see this set in action?
Well, I will say that some press have seen it. We do have it in an office in New York. I'd be happy to bring you down and show it to you. We will be having them next week is the big gathering of the advertising industry and at Cannes Lions. We will have about a dozen TVs on display there throughout multiple setups all around that town, but we are happy to show anybody the TV who wants to see it, as I said, in our office locations in New York and Los Angeles. It's in homes now in private beta. It starts shipping into our public beta. I'm incredibly excited to think it's been 2 years in the making. They start shipping next week. Thousands of TVs will be landing. We'll be doing activations across the United States as the first TVs come to Chicago and Minnesota and Dallas and Atlanta. We'll be in all those markets bringing those out and getting people really excited about it and hopefully getting more people signed up so they get their TV this year.
If you want more details about Telly, what it does, when it could come your way, and how you can get a smart TV set for free, giving them personalized information, up to you, here's where you go online, www.freetelly.com. It's www.freetelly, that's freetelly.com. And we will certainly keep you posted for sure about how this is going. And we will take up on Dallas's offer to come to wherever it is being presented at their offices here in New York. We'll keep you posted about how that goes along. Dallas Florence, thank you again very much for making the time to do this. I deeply appreciate it. And good luck with this venture. And I have a hunch that we will be hearing far, far, far more about it and its impact on the rest of the TV world in the months to come.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Dallas. Take care. Have a super week.
Bye-bye.
Dallas Florence, Chief Strategy Officer for Telly, joining us live from Los Angeles. And again, we will take up on his offer to come to the New York offices and see the set in person, and we'll keep you posted about how it is doing, certainly in the weeks and months ahead. When we come back, we are expecting to hear from Takeshi Chang. He is the new top officer at Chime TV, plus news notes, our classic trivia question, and more. All that after we pause after the bottom of the hour for web identification. You'll see the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com. Together, reach over 85 million listeners around the world every month and growing. BTR is your home for Soaps and Review. If you are a daytime drama fan, check out Soaps and Review today, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, best BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to more of Tomorrow Be Televised on this Monday afternoon here in the Big Apple and around the world. Simon Abba with you live along for the ride. 74 degrees at the bottom of the hour. Happy to have you with us. We are awaiting Takeshi Chang. He is the new top executive at Chime TV. That is the Asian American network that launched earlier this year. It was announced nearly a year ago here in New York near Chinatown at a special event from Charter Communications. That is the cable operator under the Spectrum brand that is presenting Chime TV all over the U.S. of A. So as soon as Takeshi gets on the horn, we will bring him to you. And I'd like to hear, by the way, while we wait for him, I'd like to hear from anybody out there who has signed up to get that Telly set. For those of you just joining us, after the bottom of the hour. We had Dallas Lawrence, the chief strategy officer for Telly, the brand new souped-up smart TV set that about 500,000 people will get free this summer, maybe millions more in the years to come starting next year. And if there's anybody out there who has signed up to get Telly, I'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. While we wait for Takeshi Chang to join us, here are the latest news notes. There's a new TV Association of Businesses Week out to generate a stronger operations environment for independent channel developers. Independent Streaming Alliance is the venture with the common thread of its supporters, distribution through smart TV products and multi-channel bundles. The initial members include Cineverse, formerly Cinedigm, Allen Media Group, Tastemade, Vivo, Reverie, Future Today, Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment, and Trusted Media Brands. Other independent companies with ad-supported networks are reviewing options to join ISA. Another mandate of this enterprise, empower more content and services developed by minority-owned outlets and level the playing field industry-wide. Working groups involving ISA members dealing with audience measurement, service distribution, and advertising practices will be formed in the near future. Roku has made its first deal to premiere an original movie showcasing at the Tribeca Festival. First-time female director, put together by first-time TV or movie director Chelsea Peretti, will get the Tribeca run tonight, then show on the Roku channel next year. Peretti recently co-starred on Brooklyn Nine-Nine on both Fox and NBC and wrote episodes of Parks and Recreation, Portlandia, and other comedy series. Now, quickies. Breaking news, more than 4.3 million people watched the Tony Awards on CBS last night. We don't know if that is CBS alone or the combo simulcast on Paramount Plus, and that is up 2% from 2022. That's according to Nielsen, early results. Season 2 of HBO's Los Angeles Lakers basketball dynasty drama Winning Time begins August 6th. Hulu has given the go-ahead to David and Jonesy's Locker, a teen comedy from Ivani Rosen. Production is underway in Toronto, Canada. Sneaker culture and fashion series Just for Kicks will get a run on Crackle later this summer. Crackle is already exploring spin-off series focusing on topics from esports to gaming. Almost Paradise, the action-adventure scripted series that originally ran several years ago on WGN America, moves to Amazon Freevee for its long-awaited second season July 21st. Christian Kane again stars as drug enforcement agent Alex Walker, stationed on a tropical island in the Philippines. New National Geographic series Never Say Never with Jeff Jenkins will start July 9th. Hulu and Disney Plus will run episodes following their debut on Nat Geo. And before Alfonso Ribeiro begins co-hosting Dancing with the Stars this fall on ABC and Disney Plus, he'll preside over a Capital Fourth, PBS's annual live concert special on Independence Night. And that is news notes for today. We are still awaiting Takeshi Chang. He is the new top officer, chief creative officer at Chime TV. That is the network programmed by and for Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders that premiered earlier this year on Charter Communications, Spectrum Systems all over the U.S. of A. As soon as I see that Takeshi is ready to go on the air, we will have him on. Takeshi, if you're hearing us or somebody from your organization is hearing us, make the call, 646-652-2906. And as soon as I see you're ready to go on, we will put you on. In the meantime, we go forward. Let's get into it. Before we get into our chat room, I want to say a welcome to those of you that are joining us on Tomorrow Be Televised to the following podcast sites, Podcast Addict, RadioPublic.com, Fathom, iVox, and ListenNotes.com. That's Podcast Addict, RadioPublic.com, Fathom, iVox, it's IVOOX, and ListenNotes.com. We appreciate you coming aboard for the first time. I think a lot of this is due to the wonderful work being done by Zencastr's Creator Network. When we signed on with them over 2 weeks ago, one of the things they promised was to extend our podcast reach, let other folks know that they are welcome to join us, and certainly they are. All of these podcast sites I mentioned have started our program within the last week or two, and that brings to over 20 the number of podcast sites that are taking our program, joining the likes of Apple Podcasts, Acast, Odyssey, formerly CBS Radio, IR Radio's Podcast Network, Spotify, Podbean, PodcastWise, and others as well. So to all of our newbies, as well as our people who have been with us for the most part since the start of this year, thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking our program. And we look forward to many, many more joining us in the months ahead. And if you like our show, for those of you joining us on those various sites, make us a regular habit and join us live. If you can't catch the show live, you can only catch on podcast, take down our phone number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Number good anyway, you're catching us across the country, around the globe. So So if you hear that we have a guest coming up, you can't watch us live or you can't see us live, but you're available, whether you're in your office, in your car, whatever, you have your mobile phone, your tablet, whatever, make the phone call, be part of the program, or use our chat. By the way, Rick Rev just said, did Telly give you a referral code for signing up? No, I have not signed up for Telly. Not yet, Rick. And we'll see. Like I said, if Telly is available to take a listen or watch in their New York offices, we want to make an appointment to catch them in person, and we'll see, okay? And, Rick, thanks for popping the question. And, if, again, I'd love to hear from somebody who has signed up for Telly. If so, make a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. All right, time for our classic trivia question. Second week, we are offering the question, and if you're first with the correct answer by email, we got a bunch of prizes for you. We got a Starbucks reward card, courtesy of the BBC. We have the best new best-selling book, Sons of Baseball, Growing Up with a Major League Dad by Mark Brapp. He is the former publicist for USA Network. Before that, Masquerade R Network, had his own PR firm for several decades, and was on our show recently to talk about this great new book, which is getting wonderful reviews. And from Canela Media, the Spanish language service, we've got their coloring book based on their wonderful new tune hit, Super Ellis, along with crayons. So all that could be yours if you know the answer to this question. Complete the title of this 2008 ABC series, I Survived Blank. Complete the title of this 2008 ABC series, I Survived Blank. I'll give you a hint. The blank is four words, not one word, four words. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Make sure you enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC WBT. One more time, here's the question. Complete the title of this 2008 ABC series. It ran two seasons, by the way, 2008-2009. I Survived Blank, and the blank is four words, not one, four words. Again, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Make sure you include your name and address with the answer. And if you're a previous winner or you're a previous guest on this program, you are not eligible. Sorry, but everyone else, you are. So get in the game today. Maybe you'll be our next winner. Who knows? But remember, in order to win, you got to play in for sure. So do so, and all the very best. Again, we are awaiting Takeshi Chang. He is the Chief Creative Officer, the new top executive at Chime TV, which incidentally is now running, has been since early this year, on Charter Spectrum Systems, may soon be coming on a smart TV set, smart device, multi-channel bundle near you. Incidentally, if you want to know more about the service, you can go to chimetv.co. That's chimetv.co, not com, co. And you should know that a week and a half ago, Chime TV was acquired by an organization known as Society One. That's one, the numeral. So if you want to find out more about that organization, go to societyone.org online. That's Society One, all one phrase, one is the numeral, not spelled out, .org. Again, we are waiting for Takeshi Chang to join us. And this is Takeshi Chang, I should say. And as soon as I see that his phone is on my computer screen ready to go on, we'll get him on. Takeshi, if you can hear me or somebody from your organization can hear me, make that call, 646-652-2906, 646-652-2906. And as soon as I see that you're on the screen, we will get you on. So while we wait, let's keep pursuing, and let's go to a feature that we started a few months back that has become a little popular here around these woods. It's called Something I'd Like to See, and it's basically something I would like to see happen in the world of television. And today, something I'd like to see is very simple. It's the Writers Guild of America and the Alliance of TV and Motion Picture Producers going back to the deal room and making a deal. The Writers Guild is about to launch its seventh week, nearly 2 months since they went on strike. They almost played havoc with the Tony Awards. They did play havoc with the Daytime Emmy Awards. They did play havoc with a screening of Ted Lasso at the Play Center for Media. As it looks like, they're not playing havoc with the Tribeca Festival. Now almost getting into its second week here in New York. It continues until next Sunday. So far, no picketing, no protests, no disruptions, and that's good news. However, what's not good news is that they are not getting back to the bargaining table, especially in light of the agreement that was reached last weekend by the Directors Guild of America and is now getting a ratification vote. As we mentioned last week, when Julie Plec, the creator of The Vampire Diaries on the CW, and then Vampire Academy, which ran last year on Peacock, when she was speaking along with others at an ATX TV Festival panel about the writer's strike in Austin, Texas, she said and made it very clear that one of the big issues was artificial intelligence and that the writers want, as part of their deal, in writing, in the contract, assurances that they will not become obsolete no matter how artificial intelligence is used ultimately as a way to create and produce television programming, TV advertising, etc. Well, the Directors Guild of America opened the door for that discussion with their deal, which, according to that contract, says, number one, that artificial intelligence is not a person. No way, no how. And that generative artificial intelligence, generative AI, does not replace writers and will not replace writers. That should be, if it is ratified, that should be an opening for the writers to come back to the bargaining table. And the Alliance of Motion Picture and TV Producers to join them. And the writers can say, hey, you gave the Directors Guild this deal. Give us that deal. Give us the same deal, at least. Instead, what you're hearing from the Writers Guild is basically disavowing what the directors are doing, poo-pooing it. Nah, sorry. Somebody is giving the Writers Guild, frankly, bad PR advice. It is more than enough time for the Writers Guild and the Alliance of Motion Picture and TV Producers, who have really come across as the villains in this story because they're not saying a darn thing to this point, despite the invitations from people like yours truly and others in the press to give their side of things and invite the Writers Guild to come back to the table to basically keep their mouth shut. Well, it's time for them to get their mouths wide open and to say, look, let's get back to the bargaining table. We gave this to the Directors Guild. We may be able to give you this. And we're also talking to the Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA, the other major screen acting union. By the way, great move that with the case of those talks, which started last week, there's a news blackout. Everybody is at that bargaining table, and they're out to make a deal. And they're not going to say anything until something erupts, hopefully a deal. And that's exactly what the Writers Guild and the Alliance should be doing right now. It is time to stop being in their own silos, time to stop being in their own world and get into the real world, which is let's have a deal. The writers have made their case. The protesting, the disruption of television series that are either in production or about to get produced using scripts already in-house, get that. It's made its case. Now is the time to get back and deal. Now is the time for both sides to move and stop being stupid. Get back to the bargaining table, lock the door, make a deal. You can use the Directors Guild as a parameter, whatever the writer, the actors are looking at, use that as a parameter and come up with your own stuff. It's time for both sides to get back and get that deal going. The sooner you do, the sooner we can all move on. And that's what I think the public wants, and I think that's what you want, ultimately. We want to move on. We want the writers to have a contract that represents them fairly. You don't do it by being a world apart from the Alliance. You don't do it by not talking. You don't do it, and the same for the Alliance. You don't do it by keeping silent. You don't do it by going behind talking points and press releases. You get something done when you face-to-face meet. And the time for that is now, now, now. So to representatives from both sides, make those phone calls, make those emails, get back to that bargaining table, put a news blackout out, shut the door, and deal. Do, do, do. And we'll all be the greater for it. Love to hear what you think about what I just said. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can find me also on social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. LinkedIn and Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's LinkedIn, Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. All right, we're going to give Tekashi Chang a couple more moments to get on the phone. And if we don't hear from him, we will say sayonara and wrap up today's episode. And again, I want to thank Dallas Lawrence from Telly for joining us. If you listen to our first half hour, that's the first time that Telly has done a national radio or television interview? Anywhere. National radio or television live interview anywhere, and you heard it first right here on Tomorrow Be Televised, and we're very happy for that. And once again, if you missed that section of the program, you can, after we go off the air, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. You can also go to our wonderful website, tomorrowbetelevised.com, for the fine people at, on podium. That's tomorrowbetelevised, all one phrase.com. Or go to our fantastic lineup and growing of podcast platforms, over 20 right now. So whether you go to Spotify, you go to Podvine, iTunes, Apple or Google Podcast, Amazon Music, Player.fm, and our newbies, including Podchaser, Podparadise, Podcast Addict, RadioPublic.com, it will be there ASAP after we go off the air. Rick Webb, our wonderful super fan from Philadelphia, just joined us. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Simon. How are you?
Very fine, thank you. So what did you think of Telly after hearing Dallas Lawrence?
It's interesting. So, I mean, you know, nobody likes to have all their information out there and kind of under control by people that you don't know or companies that you don't know. But it's already happening anyway. I mean, everybody talks about you mention something to somebody, and then all of a sudden you see a commercial for it, sometimes like right away or as you're talking about it. So it's kind of creepy sometimes that your cable boxes are talking to you or whatnot. And that's actually why I called in, because I'm like in the midst of signing up, and I hit a point where you have to agree to certain things. And, for instance, it says if it finds out that people like karaoke, then you might wake up one day and your remote is now a microphone that you can sing into. It's in karaoke, which also means that your remote has a microphone in it, so it's listening to you all the time. So that's kind of what my question to you would be to pass along to them is, what happens if people block that lower screen, or what happens if people put a piece of tape over top of the microphone on the remote, just like they do sometimes with laptops? They'll put a piece of paper or something over the camera so no one can remotely view you. So I'm kind of wondering that, whether, you know, because that's almost like one of the first things I might do if I actually do receive a free TV is consider putting a piece of tape over the microphone so they can't listen to me all the time, or, blocking the lower screen so it's not flashing ads to me all the time. It seems like something really a very easy non-technical workaround. You don't need any software to put a piece of tape or cloth over the part of the screen, because I think that's how this works. If you're watching the television on the top part, but then the bottom part is showing you ads and things like that.
Well, it's not just showing ads. It's also showing the latest news headlines. It's showing sports scores, stocks, et cetera. My understanding, and I've seen a couple of on some of the press releases, I have seen scenes of what this looks like. I believe the ad is running on one corner, either the bottom right or the bottom left-hand corner of the screen. So there's other things, too, whether, like I said, weather, individual stock scores, sports updates, highlights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That is a very interesting question, Rick, because obviously Telly is making its money from the advertising that they will get from this ability to be personalized. And that's why I raised the question about privacy. That's why I raised the question about what do you have to get, because there is a catch. As you mentioned, there is a catch to this. Now, one of the questions I think that we're going to have to tell you is going to have to answer is how much control will the user have over, let's say, that microphone? Can they shut the microphone off when they're not karaokeing it?
Yeah, I would think not, because they have their built-in app, I guess, so that you can talk to it to ask questions. I think they use as an ad example that you can say, when was John F. Kennedy born or something like that, and then it gives you the answer. So it's just like a Siri or, you know, any other app that you can just yell at and it'll start playing music or something. So I think that they're trying to push that as well. And You know, that's sort of why I just sent that message about the referral code, because I'm sure that that's how some of it's going to work, that if you happen to purchase a car that you clicked on and watched The View there, then they're going to get a kickback on that car as like a referral code or something, you know. So I'm sure that that's how some of it works.
It also seems, Rick, that this venture is aimed at a particular demographic, millennials, Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, that may have a certain outlook on privacy than the baby boomers, et cetera, the generation over 40, over 50. We'll have to see. And it's a great question. And that's why I think it's very important that as these sets roll out to these 500,000 people, that this product does get shown in New York, in L.A., in Chicago, at events. They're going to Cannes Lions, which is one of the major advertising events in the world. So they're certainly going to get scrutiny there. It's going to be very interesting to see how big a turnout will, off the bat or down the road, the advertisers have for this. And also, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what the response is from Samsung, from LG, from Vizio, from Roku, from Amazon Fire TV, all the other smart TV set makers and product makers.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. And I know you'll be on top of it, so I'll be listening.
Well, we're going to try. And Rick, thank you so much for the question. I deeply appreciate it. Take it easy. Have a great week ahead.
You too, Simon. Thank you.
Rick Webb, our super fan from Philadelphia, joining us live here on Tamar Vitola. Unfortunately, I am sorry to say that Takashi Cheng, the new top executive at Chime TV, is not going to be with us today. We're going to find out what happened, and we are going to bring him on, hopefully, later this week, either Thursday or Friday. If you want more details about Chime TV currently running across the country on Charter Spectrum cable systems nationwide, go to chimetv.co, chimetv.co. And for more details about the new parent company of Chime TV, Society One, which I understand operates another smart TV distributed service called Golden TV, here's their website, societyone.org, societyone.org. Again, we apologize that Takashi Cheng couldn't be with us today. We are going to find out from his people what happened, and we will reschedule him hopefully for later on in the week. And again, thank you to Dallas Lawrence for joining us, the Chief Strategy Officer Telly, for being with us. We'll keep you posted on that situation, and we will pick him up on the offer to go to their New York offices and see the set in person and maybe do a follow-up segment not too far down the road. If Telly works, this could be one of the major stories, not only this year in television, but maybe this entire decade. And I understand they have major league investment behind this that goes for not only all the apps that they're doing, but also making the sets in the first place and making them available free of charge with a catch to people like you. Again, our next episode will either be Thursday or Friday, regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. In the meantime, I will be on Sports News Wire this Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on Sports Grid Network, available on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And again, want to welcome our brand new podcast affiliates and all you listening on Podcast Addict, radiopublic.com, Fathom, listennotes.com, and iBox, I-B-O-O-X. Don't forget, you can catch us as well as our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com, and on our podcast site. And we'd love to hear from you. What did you think about Telly? Might you be one of those 500,000 people to take it off the bat, or the millions more later on? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And you can also use that to be part of our classic trivia question of the week. Also, our regular feature is Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention? We'll give the attention. You got to be in the know and let us know. If we use suggestion on the air, you get the credit. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, either way, on social media. If you respond, I respond back to you in 24 hours. That's our promise to you, because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed are those of the participants. They are not say those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website certified by On Podium, the Internet's new podcast outpost. Guitar Fakus is our web coordinator. But tomorrow be televised. I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Monday. We'll be back either Thursday or Friday. same time, Briefing Meets New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, and all of our podcasts and website destinations. Whatever you're up to you now and then, make it safe. And, of course, make it great for you and others you love. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.